Radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Zambians gather for National Day of Prayer and Fasting. Lusaka City Council condemns grave vandalism at Chingwere Cemetery. And in foreign news, South Africans anti-migrant movement blocks foreigners from healthcare. Zambians across the country have gathered to commemorate the National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation under the theme One Nation Under God, Consolidating and Harvesting National Development and Spiritual Resilience and the 10th Wave of Prayers. The main gathering has taken place at the Lusaka Showgrounds and has been attended by President Hakainde Hichilema, members of the clergy, traditional leaders, government officials and citizens from all walks of life. The event has focused on fostering unity, forgiveness and reflection as the nation joins together in prayer for peace and continued development. In Western Province, Minister Kapelwa Mbangweta led hundreds of people from various denominations in observing the National Day of Prayer at Hope Church in Mungu District. He was accompanied by Western Province Permanent Secretary Simomo Akapelwa, Mungu District Commissioner Morgan Akabeswa, and Assistant Secretary Dr. Mubite Lela Silolo. Meanwhile, the Bible Gospel Church in Zambia, Bigoka, has urged the nation of Zambia to continue praying together, emphasizing that many of the challenges facing Zambia can only be addressed through divine intervention. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Bigoka representative Bishop Lazarus Shumba has appealed to leaders not to turn the day into a political event, but to use it as a time to forgive, reconcile and heal. He has further called on the church to remain a strong voice of forgiveness and to help create an atmosphere of love and unity across the country.
We are appealing to the leaders of this country much more, the powers that be, the political leaders, it's time for them to reconcile. We've not seen much of reconciliation over the time, but we believe this offers us the platform to shake hands, smile, and speak from the heart without hiding anything in the inside of us for the betterment of Zambia. You can win an opinion of one man, but you may not win the hearts of all of us if we don't go in the trajectory of reconciliation. We need forgiveness at every level. Yes, people have suggested to us that we don't have to measure reconciliation based on what is happening on the political landscape of our country. Reconciliation must start across every sector of our country, including political, economical, even family, household level. We need to come to a place of reconciling.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has introduced a local content statutory instrument, SI, that compels mining companies to significantly increase procurement from Zambian suppliers. Signed into law by the Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, under the Geological and Minerals Development Act of 2025, the regulation takes effect on January 1st, 2026. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo says the strategic policy marks a pivotal push to grow homegrown enterprise, create jobs and solidify Zambia's standing as a mining powerhouse built on local strength and resilience. He says the statutory instrument lays out clear time-bound targets for local procurement. Starting 6 months after the law comes into force, Mining companies will be required to allocate at least 20% of their procurement budgets for core goods and services to Zambian suppliers. He stated that the figure will rise gradually, starting with 25% after 1 year, 35% within 2 years, and reach a minimum of 40% within 5 years.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development has introduced a significant new regulation to boost Zambian businesses. Effective January 1st, 2026, mining companies will be required to source at least 20% of their core goods and services from local suppliers. This local procurement target will then increase progressively, rising to 25% after 1 year, 35% within 2 years, and to a minimum of 40% within 5 years. The goal is clear: to create jobs, grow local enterprises, and ensure the wealth from our minerals benefits Zambians. Companies must comply or face penalties under the new law.
The Lusaka Province Permanent Secretary Engineer Joe Kalusa has reaffirmed the importance of hand hygiene as a central pillar of public health efforts in 2025. Mr. Kalusa has underscored the need for innovative and practical strategies to encourage regular hand washing with soap, especially during critical moments when the risk of disease transmission is heightened. The Permanent Secretary highlighted that effective hand hygiene promotion requires not only public awareness, but also the provision of protective infrastructure and accessible hygiene facilities. He called for a collaborative approach, urging sports institutions, schools, financial organizations, private companies, civil society groups and other stakeholders to intensify efforts aimed at expanding access to clean water and inserting hand washing into everyday cultural practices.
As government, through the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, we continue to implement programs and interventions designed to improve water supply, sanitation and hygiene across both rural and urban areas. These efforts are part of our broader goal to enhance the well-being of our citizens by ensuring universal access to clean and safe water services. In addition, the ministry continues to champion awareness and behavioral change initiatives that promote good hygiene practices, including regular hand washing with soap.
Meanwhile, Center for Infectious Disease Research in Zambia, CIDES, Head of Social and Behavioral Science, Janela Chimpungu, explained the importance of hand hygiene, particularly hand washing with soap and water, as a key public health intervention to reduce diseases such as diarrhea, acute respiratory infections, and healthcare-associated infections.
You have to think through the system factors. What are the system factors? These contextual things like your policy and standards that must be in place, strategy and guidelines, you need financial resources, human resource capacity, coordination mechanisms, supply chain, monitoring, evaluation, and behavior change programs. So the system factors are the things that we really need to work on to ensure that preconditions are in place so that the actual behavior can take place. So the roadmap takes this form of thinking as to how we can implement hand hygiene.
Now still in local news, the Lusaka City Council LCC has expressed concern over reports of continued vandalism of graves at Chingwere Cemetery in Lusaka. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Bulumba Nyambe says it has come to the attention of the local authority that certain dishonest individuals are vandalizing graves under the false pretext that the council is demolishing various sites dating back to 1980s. Mr. Nyambe has stated that the claim is entirely false, as these are deliberate acts of vandalism. He says the council does not and cannot demolish by law any gravesite unless a cemetery has been officially been decommissioned in an auction that only occurs 99 years after the last barrio has taken place. The council is enhancing security measures at Chingwere Cemetery in Lusaka and urges the public to respect burial grounds as sacred spaces, fully knowing that trespassing is a criminal offence that will be dealt with accordingly.
The Lusaka City Council has expressed a concern over the reports of continued vandalism of graves at Chingwere Cemetery. It has come to our attention that certain unscrupulous